You're listening to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Joy Powers. Today is the final day of the Milwaukee Film Festival. Since 2014, Black Lens has worked to bring films and documentaries to the festival that spotlight emerging and established Black storytellers and explore stories and topics from across the Black diaspora. Marquise Mays is the programmer for Black Lens. He shares his approach to choosing films for the festival with Lake Effect's Jimmy Gutierrez.
What does a programmer do?
I'm still trying to actively figure out what a programmer does, but from what I've learned so far, a programmer is someone who brings cinema, typically that probably wouldn't be in theaters in a city like Milwaukee. We bring it here and engage with audiences on a diverse level. But I'm still learning what it is a programmer actually is, especially in terms of what cinema is right now and what our goals are, especially as a Black programmer in a city like Milwaukee, wrestling and reconciling with the audiences that come see the films that I program and them not also always being my audience. So a lot of questions. So I think a programmer is someone who's constantly asking what the community may need to see.
It feels like in Milwaukee with a city that's so segregated and like a film fest that like needs a Black lens, should absolutely have a Black lens if it is going to have a film fest. The idea of like, what do you show? What stories are you sharing and for what audience? It feels like a huge consideration.
Yeah, the peek behind the curtain is really just me trying to, I do it based off of who I interact with on a daily basis. Like, and the people I interact with are often Black people in my neighborhood, my family, my friends. So I'm always in conversation, not just also people my age, but I'm also in conversation with Black folk intergenerationally about what is happening in their lives that I think could be useful to show. So I think about the Black population, the Black experience, the Black American experience in Milwaukee, especially as it like relates to the fact that my generation are direct descendants of people who were, you know, moving here from the Great Migration. So I'm thinking of like our Southern roots that have transformed into this Midwestern identity that we hold dearly. So I think about the hodgepodge of all the different things that we are. So my programming is like, yeah, I'm going to have something that I think in this case for Black Lens this year, the theme that I created for the features and a short was centered around reckoning. So what are we reckoning with in our communities? And a lot of those things tend to be health or memory or loss or grief or romance or love, right? So much reckoning is so much to reckon about. So all the films reckon with something and I relate them to stuff in my life. So the film All Dirt Roads Taste of Salt follows this Black woman who's from Mississippi through three different parts of her life. And they talk about the dirt, right? You can taste the dirt, you can eat the dirt. And that reminds me of a story that my great grandmother still tells about how she used to eat red clay dirt in Mississippi when she was a sharecropper. Like, I'm inspired. I saw my great grandmother when I saw that movie, or the movie Bike Vessel, where it follows the relationship between a father and son who go on this journey, this celebration when the father transformed his life for health reasons. And they bike from St. Louis to Chicago over 350 miles in celebration of the dad's transformation of health after having three heart surgeries. And my father had heart issues as well. So, and because of that movie, I ended up taking my dad to a spin class and he hated it. But in concept, in theory, in the effort to try to use film to activate something in my real life, that's kind of how I'm building my programs.
I love that. I also love picturing your dad just absolutely hating spin class.
Yeah, he was not, you know, and the thing is, I think he was chipper about it because it was me. But he definitely was just like, you know, I'm good on it. Never again. It's too intense, the first one. I'm like, that was crazy for me.
Spin is serious. Yeah. We're also entering the Marquise Mays era of Black Lens. And so I just want to talk about, there is a legacy here. It's a big anniversary.
Yeah, I think I always give reverence to Dr. Dante McFadden and Gerard Blanks, who came up with the idea of Black Lens and introduced it to Milwaukee film and introduced it to Milwaukee audiences. Like, those two men are so instrumental to the legacy of Black Lens. Black Lens, as people know it, is because of those two men. And I sit in reverence of them. I sit and watch what they do. I do not envy the labor that they put in at all. But I sit and recognize that those two men had a vision to bring not just Black film to the city, but to celebrate Black film and to celebrate Blackness in all of its forms. So I think for them, they are really interested in like cult classics or films that are extremely digestible a lot of the times, right? Where it should be, people are laughing, having fun, joyful, right? Where I think I'm very excited to enter Black Lens in a space that is a bit more challenging for the audience member. I want to push the audience member to think more critically and or to be uncomfortable and or to think about pace and journey, right? It's going to be an interesting transition into Black Lens because I think some audiences are used to, which is fair, like they provided, Dante and Gerard provided some amazing opportunities, and not just in the theater. They brought the theater to community centers. They brought the theater to lounges. They brought the theater to other places in the city and introduced so many Black people to the Oriental Theater that they never have been in, right? So they got the people here. And now it's my job to, now that they're here, it's time to do some more homework to just get them all to become some Black cinephiles. So that's the goal.
A question I had just about film and kind of as you're a filmmaker and you're a film student, I was also curious what you would like to see more of. What narratives are you hungry for? What narratives are you ready to share with Milwaukee that you see popping up?
Yeah, honestly, I'm really excited, and I really would love to see more Black filmmakers take on the role of personal cinema, taking on the role of telling films about themselves, because of the fact that I think so much so Black cinema has always been in constant rejection of whiteness and what whiteness tells us who we are. So we are constantly always within Black cinema and the legacy of it, trying to prove to this white audience that we are all of these beautiful, amazing things. Where I think some of my favorite filmmakers didn't outwardly care about whiteness and they didn't outwardly address whiteness. But if whiteness appeared in a film, it wasn't something that was explicit. It was something that was subverted, but it dealt with their own personal lives, right? So I want to see more personal cinema. I want to see a lot of filmmakers turning the camera on themselves, because that form of vulnerability in film is something that I think we need more of. I think we need to see the vastness and the expansive nature of what it is to be Black. And I think the reason why we need more of it is because of the fact that we get too bogged down on what the monolith is. And if Hollywood wants us to be one specific way, what does it look like to turn it inward and dispel and reject those forms? So a lot of more personal cinema is what I really want. I'm starting to see a lot of films about prison abolition. I'm starting to see a lot of films from the perspective of incarcerated folks and the families of incarcerated folks. And they're starting to do amazing forms of documentary work that I think is like transforming the medium. So I think that like is working extremely well. I'm starting to see a lot of kind of films about journey, about Black folk who are on a journey somewhere, whether it is like completing this huge task or something of that nature, and they're all in docs. But in kind of fiction, I think we are still feeling the kind of effect of like the post-2016 Moonlight effect, where like everyone wants these soft, lush visuals. I think everyone is still chasing that aesthetic, which is a very beautiful aesthetic. But I think the one person who's doing it incredibly well is Raven Jackson, who took that kind of lush imagery and created something that was experimental, something that felt a little bit more poetic in its nature, and something that felt a little bit more paced and all about memory almost, right? So yeah, that's what I'm seeing.
You're in this position and you're sharing films, and all of Milwaukee is grateful for that in this era. But if you could give something to both Black perspective cinephiles and then also Black filmmakers in Milwaukee, what would you give folks?
I think Black people deserve escapism. Black people deserve to feel liberated. I think Black people deserve to be in a theater where they can feel like themselves and not have to be whatever whiteness expects them to be. I think Black people who love movies deserve to enjoy it with one another. And I think they deserve to have a theater and a programmer and a city who caters to them and their interests and what they need. But also, I think Black audience members also need to be challenged. We need to ask more of our Black filmmakers. We need to ask more of our theaters. We need to ask more of ourselves sometimes about what it is that we need or want to see. The reason I program Songs from the Hole is not because of the fact that it's just another film about the incarceration system. I think we all know that the prison industrial complex is insidious, right? Those things are true. The reason I chose it is because they gave me a new form of understanding forgiveness. And I think Black people need to, in the city, be given work and given films that, you know, subvert what we may think the story will be about. And we leave with something that almost feels like therapy. Black people need more art therapy. And if film could be that, then that's what I want. And for filmmakers, I want them to be more vulnerable. I want them to be more honest. I want them to be more real with themselves. And I think a lot of the times we deal with the kind of feeling of perception. We don't like to be perceived, which is fine. But for us to be able to understand ourselves, we have to be okay with being perceived by our people. And the best way to be that way is to just show up as yourself. Really engage with who you are and what stories you want to tell, but also use the city as a landscape. I think Milwaukee deserves to be explored, especially as it relates to us.
I was going to ask you, do you have a favorite?
Favorite film?
Yeah.
Oh, my favorite film of all time is this film called Tongues Untied by Marlon Riggs. It came out in the early 90s, and it is truly an evocative, provocative. The film is really about urgency, especially as it relates to the Black queer experience through Marlon's work when he contracted HIV/AIDS. He used this film as a message to the public, and he really explored himself to the deepest degree and showed himself truly vulnerable and truly open. And he is like my Bible. So Tongues Untied by Marlon Riggs.
Marquise Mays is the programmer for Black Lens for the Milwaukee Film Festival. He spoke with Lake Effect's Jimmy Gutierrez.